We're back with Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan again with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly.
And a very special guest.
Author.
How many... Let's introduce him first before we start. Welcome, Shane Ireland.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. So how many books have you written?
Well, it's been six now in the last 8 years or so. It's just something that God put on my heart. And you were talking about knowing God's will. And that's vitally important, I think, especially in our culture today. What has God called me to do?
Right.
And then focus in on that. So number six should be out this month on Answers for a Confused
Which is
Church.
Titled what?
Answers for a Confused Church.
Wow, what a good title.
And it's the subtitle we went back and forth on is Contending for Truth in a Postmodern Culture.
Hmm.
But we decide on times change, but truth does not. And
Amen.
We see this big shift away from absolute truth. And we're called to contend for it. So that's what this book is about. So
you know, I'm really interested to know who is Shane Eidelman. I mean, I know that you're a writer and an author, but I'd like to know why, where'd you come from, where you grew up, where's your life?
The brief version. Unless you got it 30
well,
years.
We got plenty of time.
Well, I was raised. The funny thing is, my dad came from the farms of Oklahoma, and my mom came from Burbank area. In Southern California, and so I was raised kind of an environment in the Antelope Valley. Was born there, raised there, and then you talked about fitness in the fitness industry. I was became a corporate executive with 24-Hour Fitness and worked my way up the corporate ladder. But then God radically changed my life in 1999.
Wow.
That's when I just chasing the world, the things of the world, cost me everything. And he stripped those things from me. That's when I finally repented, surrendered all, gave him my entire life, and everything just changed. It's with that, you know, when Jesus talked about, if you believe on me, as the scriptures say, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
And that's what changed. I think a lot of people, when they're wanting to know God's will, it's directly related to full surrender.
Amen.
A lot of people,
right.
Well, okay, God, I'm going to do this. You bless me. You say, no, you surrender your life and allow him to direct you and guide you. It's a spirit-filled life. It's the Hudson Taylor, we'll call it the exchange life. Adonai Judson, the abandoned life. You know, it's a life fully surrendered to God. And that's my passion for that. And then it just started to put inside of me a lot of I do a lot of preaching mainly.
Mm-hmm.
But then putting the sermons into writings and into the books. And that's kind of where we are today. So I actually left the fitness industry because I was focused on all those things, money, success, recognition.
Sure.
And then God radically changed course on my life. So and that's where the first book was, a book on weight loss, what works when diets don't. And actually Jack Hayford endorsed it way back then. And that kind of helped springboard the rest of the books for young adults, for men, for singles. The last one was One Nation Above God. And I go back to our nation's history, you know, not a Christian nation, but a nation built on God's word, and go back to the public school system, the rules of Harvard, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. You look at Daniel Webster's, you look at everything the nation was founded on for the most part, and it was built on biblical principles.
Mm-hmm.
So just showing how we've drifted from that. Not that I'm, you know, here praising America or anything, but we're praising God.
Right.
Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord.
That's
and how
right.
far we've drifted. We began now to glamorize what God calls an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling evil good and good evil in our culture
Reach.
Today.
Right.
I wish I could, you know, but so that's where that book came from. And then this one, Answers for a Confused Church, where I was able to get endorsements from John MacArthur Seminary, but then also on the other extreme is Calvary Chapel.
Yeah.
So I speak at a lot of Baptist or Pentecostal or Reformed. So I have a high respect for theology. Truth is vitally important. But if you don't have the Spirit imparting that, it's just dead. The letter kills,
but
it's the Spirit that brings life. So trying to bring together the sound doctrine with the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's where the focus of my ministry is also at.
That's good stuff.
Wow. And you are listening to Shane Eidelman here in studio at Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. You know, thing I'd want to know, too, is that moment, do you know specifically, like, when that moment, do you remember that moment where God just said, this is what I want you to do? Because you're obviously called to whatever what God has called you to. But that moment when you're at 24-Hour Fitness, you're executive 24-Hour Fitness, and all of a sudden God just says, bang, you know, here's what I want you to do. And you break, you find yourself in a position of surrender, and you do surrender, and the rest just goes from there. Do you remember that specific time of your life?
You know what I do? The funny thing is, it's not like you wake up and say, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to preach or write or speak. But what you do is when you surrender that life, you begin to get in His Word, mm-hmm. you begin to worship, spend time with Him, and God puts these thoughts and desires, and I can look back when I was administrating or speaking at weight loss conferences, how He now used that gifting for this. Mm-hmm. He's given me a boldness and a passion to proclaim His Word with truth. Yeah. And so it just starts, the doors start to open, you start to walk through those doors, it's consistent with my calling, with the giftings He's put on me, but it wasn't a defining day where, oh, I'm going to do this,
right.
But it's these desires,
steps daily of taking God's, calling.
And you can see, like, if you see people worshiping, and you're like, I would love to do that, well, I would see people preaching, and I would say, I feel called to do that, I don't know what, but I ran from the calling. I didn't want it because, you know, it's such weight of responsibility of doing that. And I think a lot of people who step in the pulpit these days need to start spending a lot more time in God instead of start being a politically correct platform.
Amen.
You know, the pulpit, it used to proclaim truth. Now we don't want to offend. We don't want to upset anybody. We don't want to talk about judgment. We don't want to talk about the blood of Christ. We don't want to talk about repentance. We don't want to talk about holiness. We definitely don't want to talk about the cross because we might offend somebody. Yeah. Well, you just offended God.
Yeah. The truth is hard to hear, but the truth always sets you free.
And if you can speak it in love, and see, that's Amen. my on one side of the camp where I love sound doctrine. I read a lot of Calvin's commentaries and Whitfield and Wesley and the Spurgeons and D. Martin Lloyd-Jones and Reformed theology. But I'm not I wouldn't consider myself being in the Reformed camp because the power of the Holy Spirit also in marrying those two. And you see, on the one side, you've got sound doctrine, but there's no love.
Mm-hmm.
You're just pounding scripture, people hitting them over the head with the Bible. The other camp with no doctrine, it's odd, it's God, anything goes if it's weird, and there's no character.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, I don't care how high you jump, I want to know how straight you walk when you come down.
Nice.
So it's bringing that sound doctrine, the power of the Holy Spirit, in the spirit of love and gentleness and humility. Obviously, the way I preach isn't the way I would talk to somebody who's struggling with something. You know, there's more and more caring and compassion. But when God calls people to, and that's a heart I have is for pastors in our nation, because I think we're supposed to be the beacon of light, warning, directing, guiding. Now we're becoming, we don't want to offend. Do we really know what truth is? And we're just... It's just smorgasbord, and no, lives are not being radically changed.
Wow.
They're walking into church no different when they arrive because we're neglecting the one great tool that God has given us to preach the Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and I think without that truth, we're creating lukewarm Christians, and we know what happens to lukewarm Christians.
Right.
They get spit out of God's mouth.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Which is serious.
When you guys are talking a lot about worship, the Bible says, come worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Mm.
That holiness, that being that distinction, Jesus said, worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
So genuine spirit-filled worship has to be backed by truth and holiness.
That's
and we've got a culture, all they're doing is feeding minds with Desperate Housewives, Dancing with the Stars, all these things. But then they wonder why they have no passion for the things of God. It's because they're filling their mind with things that directly oppose Him.
Exactly.
You know, in a worship, a true worship spirit is broken. They're humble. They're weeping. That's worship. It's a lifestyle. It's not coming to church singing a few songs.
Yeah.
It's a broken life and an exchanged life.
Yeah, I know the speaking aspect of where you are right now has kind of grown gradually. Did you take – I know when you write books, like, was there any kind of education you took in your your writing skills?
You know, the funny thing is I barely graduated high school with a 1.8. I had a reading and learning disability.
God bless you.
And it was extremely hard. So the first book, a lot of editing. And but it's all the glory to God.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I get the question a lot on preaching with choosing seminary, different things. I actually am a very self-disciplined person, so I read a lot of systematic theology. I read a lot of church fathers. I read a lot of the Reformed view, the Charismatic view, the Pentecostal, the revivals, all the different things, church history, and trying to say, what does the Bible say about these things? Instead of getting in one camp and saying, you know, here's what we believe, but bringing the body of Christ together, crossing denominational lines.
Mm-hmm.
We hold truth as a hill on which to die, but non-essentials aren't.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's – so formal education, I read a lot of the same books that, say, a MacArthur seminary would go to or different – but I didn't go to an actual seminary to educate myself.
How do people get a hold of you as far as you have a website, as far as how can they pick up your books, those kind of things?
Well, the easiest way is probably just ShaneEidelman.com, and they have a link there to the church we planted a year ago. and they can hear sermons of all these different topics right there. So that's probably the easiest way, ShaneEidelman.com.
You know, I think it's so cool when God uses someone like that, that's completely in a different world and a different environment and a different way of life and path. And then all of a sudden he turns you around and puts you in an area and then makes you, it doesn't matter your education, doesn't matter how many degrees you have and how many names you have behind you or numbers you have in your name.
Yeah, it's about being willing and letting God use you where you are.
Amazing. And you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. We are in studio with Shane Eidelman, author and pastor. If you, pick up his stuff. Amazing story, amazing work, and right on target with what God's called us to do here at Worship Factory. So get online, get connected, stay connected to Worship Factory. We're going to stay in studio with Shane in other segments, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. My hope is